about the Headwater, Arkansas Headwater Recreation Area.
Well, nuts to them. It's up here.
That started something.
You sure did.
Yeah. So when I started driving up here, I said, there's the Arkansas. Yeah, I don't know what that
looks like. Well, it starts right up there. Huh. Just this side of Climax. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you remember where Climax is.
I've only went that way once. I've come up from here a couple times.
Well, when you go into Denver on, what's that highway? Oh, you go right out of Leadville.
Is it still 24 or is it another number?
24 one? Goes, let me see now, which goes where? I think it's 9. See, 24 I think goes over towards Glenwood. Mm-hmm. I'd have to look at a darn map to find out.
Huh. I'll look for it. Climax is right on the road that goes to Denver, though?
To Denver. Okay. Uh-huh. You go up. As you go past Safeway, mm-hmm. you go to the left to go on over to Glenwood Springs and that way. Mm-hmm. I think that's 24. Mm-hmm. You go to the right to go on up into Denver mm-hmm. and hitch up with Highway 70. Mm-hmm. Well, both ways you can go up to Highway 70. But Climax is just about 10 or 11 miles out.
Okay. Yeah. I'll look for it. Last question in this section I want to ask you about is wildflowers.
Got many wildflowers? We have lots of them.
I bet you.
Lots of them.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, we have the crocus, the columbine, the daisy, mm-hmm. painted daisies.
Oh, yeah. Is that the same thing as the Indian paintbrush?
Is no, the stuff? Indian paintbrush is different.
Okay.
It's a heavier. Oh. Gee, I wish I had my wildflower book.
Do you have Indian paintbrush up here?
Oh, yeah. Lots of it.
I want to ask you about some sort of things about society. One is the name or the term used for a woman who loses her husband.
Widow.
And what about when the husband loses his wife?
Widower.
Okay. Is are you familiar with the term chivalry?
Vaguely. I can't remember exactly how it... Oh.
It had to do when people got married.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that something they would do up here back in the day?
Well, they used to.
Right.
But then they gave that up. In fact, is when we were married in 36, they kept teasing Ed and said they're going to, you know, separate us. And I don't know what all they were going to do.
But they didn't.
But they didn't.
So even at that point, it was sort of a
yeah.
old-fashioned thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. when you were growing up around here, was there much live music? Did you get many opportunities to see people play music?
Oh, yes. Well, there were a couple little bands in town, mm-hmm. local bands, mm-hmm. and then they, at the Elks Opera House, they'd have people come in and have programs.
With the little bands, what kinds of instruments would you expect to find in those little bands?
Violins and guitars, harmonicas.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they call them, harmonicas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Drums. Mm-hmm.
How little would they be? 4 or 5 people? 6?
5 or 6.
Okay.
Piano.
Okay. Get any big bands up here ever?
Well, no, not lately.
Back in the 40s or
long time. Yeah, okay. They used to get some.
At the opera house or something like mm-hmm. that? Or?
Yeah. Okay. But even then, the opera house wasn't being used as much as it had been.
Okay. Was the opera house, when it started, just that? I mean, something for opera, or was it something else?
Yeah, it was for opera.
Okay.
We had a guy called Tabor. I don't know whether you heard. And he mm-hmm. made a lot of money here. He lost his money during the silver, when the silver went out. Anyway, he built the opera house. Okay. And he also had a lot to do with the building the Vendome Hotel. Okay. And he had a lot to do with building the, what's that church down there? Episcopalian Church. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know whether you've been down there, but they're redoing the front of what used to be the Jewish church. The Presbyterian, the real first Presbyterian church was up there on the avenue on 8th Street, right across from the old post office, mm-hmm. which is now the city hall.
Right.
Then they moved the Presbyterian Church down here to a new location. Mm-hmm. That's called the Old Church.
I see.
All right. The Catholic Church is right straight up 7th Street here on Poplar Street. Mm-hmm. The Episcopalian Church, which was a St. George's, was a nice one. Mm-hmm. Was, let's see, it's on Pine.